Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and once again, it is my turn to talk first because Ian Pickus is going to throw some questions at me in a little bit. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm doing great. This is always a fun time for me.
Too much fun, if you ask me.
Probably. But before we can play this week's show, we got to clear up your challenge from last week.
I said start with the phrase night games. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters, six letters, for what someone usually does before a baseball game. What is it?
Well,
if you change one of the G's to an N, you can spell sing anthem.
Ah. Okay, Mike. We're finally here. By the time we meet again 1 week from now, the U.S. will have a new president-elect. And that's barring any hanging chads, electoral college ties, or recounts. In honor of the end of a months-long election cycle, today's show is all about elections. Theresa May is the current Prime Minister of Great Britain. She succeeded David Cameron in July after seeking the leadership of the Conservative Party. Cameron was forced to step aside after 52% of the country voted in favor of what six-letter movement?
Brexit.
That's correct. Now, May is the second female Prime Minister of Britain. Can you name the first?
Margaret Thatcher.
Nice. Although prognosticators like to warn of its possibility with every U.S. presidential election, just one has been decided by the House of Representatives, after no candidate received an Electoral College majority. Who won the election of 1824, becoming the first president related to a previous president?
That was me sinking down in my chair. John Quincy Adams.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Son of our second president. He defeated Andrew Jackson, despite the fact that Jackson won the popular vote. What is the last name shared by a cartoonist who released a book this year covering 30 years of Donald Trump, and a politician who is the second in his family to lead Canada?
Gary Trudeau and Justin Trudeau.
Yes, nicely done. Going to give you a bonus point for the first names, but you knew them.
So I get the bonus point, right?
Okay, sure.
Good, thank you.
21 votes are all that separate Sweden's heir, Bobby Newport, played by Paul Rudd, from which challenger in the race for a city council seat in Indiana in season 4 of what NBC comedy? So I need a name and a name of a show.
Like, there's a lot of question there. The candidate is Leslie Knope, played by Amy Poehler.
Oh, wow.
I'll take a bonus point for that. The show is the immensely adorable and wonderful Parks and Recreation.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
And for people who stuck it through, by the end of the series, it's implied that Leslie has gone all the way to the White House.
Spoiler!
Although they don't have term limits, just two U.S. states today have two-year gubernatorial terms. And indeed, both will be voting on Tuesday. These states share a border partially made up of the Connecticut River. What are the states?
One of them I know because I was a resident of
yes.
that state for a little
yes,
while.
Yes, you were.
Yes, so one of them is New Hampshire.
Correct.
And the state on the other side of the Connecticut River from New Hampshire is Vermont.
Yes, and under both New Hampshire and Vermont law, the state attorneys general are required to meet and walk the border once every 7 years. Well, Mike Nothnagel won this election. He
Yay.
Went 5-for-5. How well did you do? Who do you think's going to win on Tuesday? Who do you want to win on Tuesday?
Me.
Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can pull the lever on your computer and vote for WAMC.org/any questions, where you can revisit those questions that Ian just asked us, look at some extra credit questions. There are still some extra credit points left over, despite how many I got this episode. Or you can try this challenge. Ian.
Start with the name of the 21st president, Chester Arthur, who, by the way, is buried in Albany Rural Cemetery. Rearrange the letters of his name, and you can spell a two-word term, eight letters, five letters, for what a lot of journalists have done this election season. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll reconvene the quiz this time next week.
We will see you then.